and welcome to Experts Secrets to Reversing Diabetes Summit. I am so happy that you've decided to join us today, and my guest is Dr. Eddie Ramirez. We are so glad to have you with us, Dr. Ramirez.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation, and yeah, looking forward to encouraging some of you to do some positive changes.
Absolutely. You know, Dr. Eddie Ramirez is a medical doctor, research scientist. He's a published author and international speaker. He's the director of HealthWise Lifestyle Medicine in Pennsylvania. Dr. Ramirez has more than 140 published studies in the scientific literature documenting the effects of lifestyle changes on disease reversal. He travels widely. He's been to more than 85 countries, on many different media outlets, and authored a number of books, including the book Rethink Food, which he did together with Neil Barnard, Michael Greger, Hans Diehl, Joel Fuhrman, and other lifestyle medicine leaders. As you can tell, he also enjoys traveling and serving others with his family. So welcome. We're just so happy to have you here with us today. And today we're going to be talking about a subject that is important to all of us, and that is the role of movement in health. But before we dive into that, could you share with us a little bit about how you started to get interested in lifestyle medicine? What brought you to where you are today?
Yep, that's a great question. And I originally studied computer science. I thought that's what I was going to do with my life, work, you know, in one of those big tech companies. And when I was in my last semester of computer science, my friends started running. So I started running, and it ended up being that I was always the last place. And I said, no, that's not right. You know, I need to do something to improve my times. So I started doing some reading to see what the people that win the race do. And that's when I found out that the majority of those people that win the first place are on a plant-based diet. So I said, I'm going to switch my diet. Let's see what happens with my times. And sure enough, I became so fast, started getting first places in my town. And not only that, the scores on all my subjects went, the best ones throughout my whole undergraduate. So as I finished my undergraduate, I applied for a master's in computer science. I got accepted, full scholarship and the whole nine yards. And while I was waiting to start that master's program, I had a brother that was working in a lifestyle center. This was back in 1994, before these things were popular. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to go and visit him just for a weekend. And as I get there, the doctor in charge of the institution heard that I knew about computers. And he said, you know what? I have many computer problems. I don't have anybody that knows computers. Can you help me this weekend that you're here? So in one weekend, I fixed most of his major problems. He was so impressed. He offered me a job on the spot. And to me, this was very confusing. I'm supposed to start my master's program. He's inviting me to go and join his staff. Man, what am I going to do? But after thinking about it, I decided to join that staff, and my life changed completely. When I started working there, I saw with my own eyes how metabolic problems such as hypertension, such as diabetes, such as autoimmune problems, such as obesity, depression, and all kinds of conditions were being reversed by lifestyle interventions. So I said to myself, you know what, computers are interesting, but this is what I need to do with my life. And some years later, you know, the doors opened for me to go ahead and study medicine.
Oh, wow. What an interesting journey from computer science to lifestyle medicine. But I think it's come in handy with all of the research that you do, having that background. So that's amazing. So let's talk about movement and exercise. Sometimes that's something that is hard for us to get started on. We're not sure it's really worth the effort. So what can you tell us about exercise and our metabolism?
Yeah. So this is something that is essential. As I tell my diabetic patients, You know, this is not something optional. If you have time, this is part of your therapy, part of the intervention that we are using to reverse your condition. So let me explain to you this in the following illustration. See, cells, especially muscle cells, have something that varies depending on the needs of the cell. So imagine the cell, and then the cell expresses, puts out some little receptors outside of the cell. And those receptors, their function is to capture the glucose. So when the cell is more hungry, it expresses more of those receptors of glucose. Oh. And when the cell is not hungry, it just puts one or two out, just saying, oh, just give me one, you know, I'm fine. So think about it this way. Imagine somebody sitting down on a chair, a couch potato, not much movement. Think about it. How many receptors those muscle cells are going to express? Not very much.
Not so many.
Mm-hmm. Because there's no need to have those receptors active if we are not moving. Now, go to the other side of the coin. What about somebody that is running a marathon? You know, tremendous needs for energy for your muscles to keep on moving. See, those muscles that are in that marathon, those are going to be the ones that are going to have a bunch of receptors out, absorbing as much as that glucose as possible, because it's required in order to make that energy that is needed for them to move. And that's why exercise is one of the best things a diabetic can do to lower their glucose. As you start expressing those receptors, you will be able to capture much more glucose. So in general, that's the principle.
Well, that's really interesting, Dr. Ramirez. Now, let me make sure I understood this correctly. We hear a lot about receptors for glucose becoming resistant, like to insulin, yep. So that glucose doesn't come in. But it sounds like there's also an aspect of number of receptors, that actually the quantity, not just the quality, is affected by exercise. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's correct.
Well, that is amazing. So receptors are not a set number on any cell. They can express receptors or kind of pull them in and close them.
You got it. Yeah.
All right. So the more we exercise, the more those little receptors go out looking for sugar, which they would get from the bloodstream. And as sugar moves out of the bloodstream onto these receptors and into the cell that's hungry, then the blood sugar levels come down. So am I understanding that correctly? Okay.
Yeah. And that's why even the timing of the exercise happened to be important.
Oh, tell us about that.
One of the best things the diabetic can do is to do exercise after they finish eating. Mm. See, as they finish eating, the amount of glucose in the body will start to increase as the digestive tract is putting that glucose in your bloodstream. So, as I tell the patient, I want you to eat with your tennis shoes on. So as soon as you get your last bite, you put that fork down and you go for a walk. Don't wait. In that way, we avoid those curves. That is what we don't like in the diabetic. when the sugar goes very high and then the sugar crashes down, that's not good for you. And that's not good for your metabolism. But if you immediately, as soon as you finish eating, you go for a nice walk, that way the curve tends to calm down much more. You won't have those peaks of glucose. Anytime you have those peaks of glucose, you have peaks of insulin. And that's not something good for your body.
Okay, and that would be true for both type 1 and type 2. The type 2s may be making more insulin to try to handle that spike, where a type 1 is going to have to take more injectable insulin to handle that spike.
That's correct. So both type 1 and type 2, or adult onset, get the benefit from doing this type of routine, as this is something that it just needs to be incorporated into your daily living.
That makes sense. Does it matter how long you exercise after each meal?
Just a good 15, 20 minutes. That's going to be a good timing. If you cannot do the 15, the 20, at least 5, 10, at least that has benefits from your exercise in order to help you control those glucose levels.
So even 5 or 10 minutes will have an effect. It just won't be as strong an effect as you could get if you did like 20 minutes.
That's right. Okay. So that you'll get some benefit from that.
Well, that's really, really good to know. I think that's an excellent secret that you can take away today from what Dr. Ramirez is sharing with us. So we've seen the importance of exercise in the ability of your cells to take sugar out of the bloodstream, and also in the timing, doing it after meals. So what are some other things that we can actually, how are some other ways we can use exercise to help us control our blood sugars and become more insulin sensitive?
See, I've been involved in multiple lifestyle centers around the globe. I work in Southern California, the one I was telling you the story. I work in the Black Hills. I work in Norway. I work in Hawaii, and then in Oklahoma, and then in Weimar Institute. And one of the key aspects when you go and are a patient in one of those institutions is that you're going to do a lot of exercise. We are talking about 2-3 hours of exercise a day, because we want to express as much as possible those receptors. So if you want to incorporate such an intensive type of exercise routine, just need to watch out that you are not taking medication that lowers too much your blood sugar. So it's a good idea for you to carry some juice and some candy or something that will raise your glucose in case your glucose start going down. So many of those medications actually that cause hypoglycemia at the lifestyle centers, we actually don't like very much those medications, because one of the things that they do, they actually harm the pancreas. Mm-hmm. So
as and we're talking especially about like oral medications, right? Like
that's right, oral medication. So as long as you have some function of your pancreas, there is the possibility of reversing your type 2 diabetes. Mm. But it worries us if it is medications that cause damage to your pancreas, because you're actually decreasing the probability of reversing the disease.
So the sooner you can get off of oral medications, the better it is for your pancreas long term.
That's right. And in fact, the medications are not all of them are that bad. I mean, medications such as metformin, for example, that's a very benign medication. But yeah, when you're talking about the other types that are causing more significant hypoglycemia, many times are as a result of forcing the pancreas to work more, and that actually damages some of the pancreas.
Kind of pushing it beyond its normal capacity. You know, it was interesting. Earlier, we had an interview with Dr. Furman, and he talked about how when he brings people into an immersive lifestyle experience where they're getting the movement and the nutritional interventions and all of that, that they actually take them off of oral medications before they even start because of that risk of getting low blood sugar. When you get into a program that's really intense, it can have an effect really quickly.
That's right. And that's why even the ones that are taking insulin, we have to decrease the dosage of insulin. And those that are taking oral medication, we need to decrease it significantly because of that risk of tanking down. Let me share my screen. Let me show you one clinical case. This one, I published this clinical case in the scientific literature. And let me do this and go here and here. So you can see how there is hope. So this is classic patient that comes to us. If you work in a lifestyle center, you're going to see this story over and over and over. This is this patient, 58 years old. He's been diabetic, type 2 diabetic for many years. He's taking one medication for his diabetes, and still his blood sugars are not very well controlled. And his blood pressure also is having issues. 150 over 78, even though he's taking two medications for blood pressure. And please notice how fast the healing process starts to take place. In a matter of 18 days that last the intervention, this patient was able to lose 16 pounds. His blood pressure came down to normal levels. We had to stop the blood pressure medication. His glucose started coming to acceptable levels. We had to stop the glucose medication, the diabetes medication. And the patient said, you know, I got well and I want to continue to be well. So at home, he continued with the diet and the exercise and all these aspects. So you can see in a matter of 6 months after losing 83 pounds, still, he doesn't need any blood pressure medication, any glucose, any diabetic medication. He continues doing the changes. And 11 months later, from the start of his changes, notice how his blood pressure is perfect. That's exactly where we want it, 110 over 68. His cholesterol is perfect, 140, or if you're in Europe, the European numbers are the 3.6. That's exactly where we want it. We want your total cholesterol to be under 150. 200 is too high. Many heart attacks happen 170, 180. And then the LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, 61, exactly what we wanted. We want your LDL cholesterol to be under 75. And the most surprising number here in these laboratories are what is called the hemoglobin A1C. Hemoglobin A1C of 5.5 on somebody that does not take any diabetic medication means they're no longer diabetic. See, that's the great. Diabetes reversed. Now, this is not something that I could tell you, oh, I saw this every 20 years. I've seen one of this. No, almost every single program, we see this type of improvement. And you can see here, in a matter of a year and a half, after losing 141 pounds, this patient is no longer obese, he's no longer diabetic, he's no longer hypertensive. So as you can see, this is exactly what we want the audience to experience. And let me share you another one. Again, you can find this on my ResearchGate page. I'll tell you the information in a minute. This is another study that we did. This one, what we did, we took all the patients that had high blood pressure, and in 1 year of the lifestyle program, we identified those people with hypertension, and we were seeing what's happening to their medication for blood pressure. By the end of 18 days, 93% of these patients had to eliminate, the majority of them, their medication.
Wow.
93%. Now, if you remember, high blood pressure is the cousin of diabetes. Mm-hmm. So it is one disease by the name of metabolic syndrome. If you have one of them and you keep living the way you have, you're actually going to collect the four of them, which are the hypertension, the diabetes or insulin resistance, the obesity, and the problems with triglycerides and cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So don't wait until you have the four of them. Start making the changes today. And one last one. This other one, I'm in the process of publishing this clinical case. This is a patient that came to us with multiple conditions. He was diabetic. He was hypertensive. He had problems with cholesterol. He had problems with prostate. He had problems with allergies. He had problems with depression. I mean, he had to take this bag of medication every single day.
Wow.
And in a matter of a month and a half, we were able to help this patient stop all those medications. Mm. And we started doing mathematics. How much his insurance was paying, how much his out-of-pocket expenses were for these medications. Mm. And this is the final figure. This patient is saving $53,800 a year of medication he no longer needs.
Wow, that's impressive.
So not only your health will improve, your pocket will improve. You can buy, you know, that car that you've been wanting to buy, or your Tesla, or this is the down payment for the new house that you've been wanting to have. This is a, you know, significant improvement in your economy.
Oh, that's awesome. So not only do you feel better, not only is your health better, but you also are saving a ton of money. And we haven't really talked about that much in this summit, but you know, we're living a day and age where all of us are watching out for our pennies and our dollars, and whatever we can do to save is really going to be helpful. And here you kill not just two birds with one stone, but maybe 10 or 12. So,
and for those people that are listening, let me share with you where you can find this research. So I have a ResearchGate page. A ResearchGate is a repository where you put your research. Anybody can access that. It's free. I'm not selling you absolutely anything. And you can either type that address that is in the very top, or you can go on Google and put Francisco Ramirez ResearchGate. Those three words will take you there. And also there's I have a very active Twitter account, EddieRDMD, in which I motivate you with the latest in science on why it's important to keep those lifestyle changes. And in that YouTube page, there's many videos, dreddieramirez.com. I want the audience to visit that website. It's going to take you to my YouTube. I have a testimony from another of our patients. I'm actually working on publishing his clinical case. This Jewish rabbi from New York that came to our program, he had significant heart failure. He had diabetes, he had hypertension, and he was able to reverse all those conditions. He also had a bag of medications, even bigger than the other one, actually. Go and listen to his story. I have it there. In 5 minutes, he tells you the whole story by going to that website, dreddieramirez.com.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing those wonderful resources with us, Dr. Ramirez. You know, also, I want to remind our listeners that there's a link to a free gift from Dr. Ramirez, which is the ability to download several chapters from one of his latest books. You're going to really want to take a look at. And as we keep talking about lifestyle, I know we've been talking about it all through the summit, but I just want to have him clarify that these people that we're talking about that are seeing this disease reversal of diabetes, obesity, and hypertension, and so on, are doing regular exercise, but they're also doing some dietary interventions. And in a little summary statement, how would you describe the dietary interventions that they're doing?
Yep, they're following what is called a whole foods plant-based diet. So basically it is a fiber-rich diet. And when you eat tremendous amounts of fiber, the fiber helps keep those curves of glucose that I've been talking to you about under control. Mm-hmm. So many people are worried as I talk to them, doctor, but if I switch to a vegetarian diet, where am I going to get my protein, they say. Well, you know, that's the wrong question to ask, because most of the vegetables are loaded with protein. In fact, the question that you need to really ask and get a good answer is, where am I going to get my fiber? That is the main question to answer. The majority of the people in the Western world are deficient. Go ahead.
Can you repeat that question? We had a little bit of a glitch in the internet connection, okay, and it didn't come through clearly. So what's the question we really need to be asking?
Where are you going to get your fiber?
Uh-huh.
So yes, you need to be shooting for some good 30, 35 grams of fiber a day if you are a diabetic. And you're going to see that when you eat that much fiber, you will see that automatically your glucose starts coming down. See, ever since I was a student, when I went to medical school, the system that I was studying required me to do a 1 year of service to the government. Mm. So as I started serving in a public institution, I realized that they were having many cases of diabetics in that community. And sadly, the majority of the doctors didn't do anything about it. So they would say, oh, follow the diet and exercise. But what diet? You know, what exercise? Maybe be more specific. Yeah. And I went and talked to the director of the institution and told him, look, I need to spend a good hour and a half with these patients. Would you allow me to do that? I said, oh, yeah, please do. So I started the first diabetic club in town. I went and talked to the mayor of the town and asked him, look, I need this a place that I can hold these meetings. What can you help me with? And he said, oh, no problem. There's a public library. And anytime that you want to use it for that, please go ahead and do it. So I started doing that diabetic club there. I talked to the Rotary Club, and they were able to sponsor some glucometers where I was. People had a hard time getting a hold of those. Mm-hmm. And they put some giant signs in the roads so that people would know that that was happening in town. And I can tell you, many people were able to reverse their diabetes to the point that most of the food sources were from little grocery stores, and they didn't have much selection of good foods there. So what I did, I went and met with the owners of the stores and told them, look, I have many people doing very positive lifestyle changes, and they're having a hard time finding certain ingredients for their meals. So can you please bring me these things when you go and you know, get your supplies? I'm going to give you a list. Please go and get these things. Well, he really didn't believe me that people were going to come. And he just got two or three of those things. Man, those things just flew off the shelves. And those patients started going and fighting with the owner of the store. They say, hey, the doctor said you're going to have this. How come you don't have it? So he knew that this stuff was serious. And from now on, you know, he started stocking his store with good things such as, you know, tofu and brown rice and all these good goodies as people started making those changes and needed those foods to continue their changes.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. I love that. And it's so good to know that not only can people see great effects with simple choices, simple lifestyle changes, but it doesn't have to take a long time and it doesn't have to take a lot of money. In fact, it actually saves money.
That's right. You know, right now there's a big crisis. The prices of meat and eggs and milk are going off the roof. Well, you actually don't need those foods. We need to go back to simple foods, such as your beans, your lentils, your chickpeas, and so forth. They are loaded with fiber, and they help you control those glucose, and they are way cheaper compared to meat prices.
Yes, yes. So that's another great tip, that as we move towards that more whole food, plant-based diet, we save not only grocery money, but we save healthcare money. So we have a double savings plan by doing that. And as you have been listening to the presentations that we've had over the last couple of weeks, I hope that you have really come away inspired and motivated to see what is it that you can do to take your next step to better health. I just want to thank Dr. Ramirez for being with us here today and would like to ask him if he has any closing thoughts for us, something that we might really enjoy or take away. It can be a story, it can be a wise saying, whatever it is that you'd like to share with us for the last few minutes that we have together here.
Yeah, I just want to encourage you to give it a try. Mm. You know, there's many people that have commercial interests. They try to sell you this supplement or these pills and so forth. And you're actually just wasting your money in something that is actually helping you little. The beauty of these things that we are sharing with you is that these things are affordable in the access of everybody. So make sure that you are doing those changes. If you are going to be serious about these lifestyle changes, I want you to please be in close contact with your primary physician, because you need to correct the dosage of your medication or sometimes even drop it. Let me share with you a story. So one of my patients that came to this diabetes club, he had a sore in his toe that was not healing for months, literally. So we checked the blood sugar. Yes, it was too high. So we, you know, talked about making those dietary changes, starting that exercise program. And he came with a big smile the next week. He was able to make the changes and the sore started healing in front of his own eyes. Wow. And he was not even alone. He brought other people. Hey, you need to talk to this doctor. You know, I said, you know, he's going to help you. So he continued doing the changes, but he started doing it on his own. He didn't come back anymore. Because I would tell people, you know, come every week. We'll check your glucose and, you know, see how you're doing. So he started doing those things on his own. And after like 3 months later, he comes and shows up. So I was very interested to check in his glucose. He had, you know, quite low glucose. So he was taking 4 diabetic medications. I told him, look, I'm going to stop 3 of your medications. Stop taking them. Just take this metformin while you go and make a consultation with your primary physician. So sadly, his primary physician, when he heard that he had stopped the medication, he didn't check his glucose or anything. Oh, no. He just rebuked him. hey, you cannot stop your medication. You know, this is not responsible and blah, blah, blah. Here is your medications again. Go and take them, you know, every single one of them. Sadly, he had a hypoglycemic, thing. And he ended up in the ER. And that's when they took him seriously. And they were able to stop all the medications. See, this is how good this works. Mm-hmm. So just that hint. Make sure that you're working together with your primary physician. As your glucose starts coming down, the good news is that they may be able to decrease dosage or drop some of those medications that you are taking.
That is absolutely good news. And I want to thank you so much both for the good news and for the warning that this is something that needs to be monitored because the effects are so quick on your blood sugar. And we don't want anybody dealing with low blood sugar episodes, which can be fatal. So it's very important that you be monitoring yourself closely as you make these changes and work with your primary care provider. So thank you so much, Dr. Ramirez. We've really enjoyed having you here today. And I want you all to remember that health is wealth. And with every healthy choice, you are getting richer. Thank you for joining us today.